control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you may enjoy the features that are there for you. They're all completely free. You can actually control the content of the site as well. So when you find something online you want to share with other listeners of the program, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote on it. There's the upcoming stories page, which is the place where all submitted items show up once they are approved into the site. Basically, there's a quick there's a spam approval process, so your story will have to go through. If you're a brand new user to the site, we check you for being a spammer, basically, because sometimes people will, you know, tell us how to get watches and penis pumps and all kind of things like that.
Cool. I got to look into that.
Yeah, we don't want those things to show up on the site automatically. So once you've been proven as like a real human being and not some sort of spam bot, you will be in the approved category, and then you won't have to go through the spam approval process. So there's a brief process there. You'll get approved, and then at that point, anything you submit will automatically appear on the upcoming stories page. So do head over there and vote. You can vote up the stories you like, vote down the ones you don't like, and the most voted up, make it to the front page in the top of the site. And it could be a YouTube video, it could be a blog post, it could be a news article, and you can get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about the 7 reasons to be wary of the Bitcoin. This according to networkworld.com, where they interviewed someone who is apparently a professor of business at Arizona State University. A.J. Vins is his name, and he claims to have been studying Bitcoin. Of course, he's studying it from the perspective of the old guard. He's studying it from the perspective of likely a Keynesian economist, somebody who is a true believer in the idea that government currency is the way to go, and that anything that threatens the status quo is a bad thing. And so he's essentially trying to attack the Bitcoin here.
This is new and confusing, and I don't like it.
It's pretty much his perspective, and he's being absolutely ridiculous in his points here as to why you should be wary of the Bitcoin. The first 3 that we've been through include that no one has to accept it, which he says is a real benefit to these other currencies, that there's the power of the state out there, and they're going to force people to accept their currencies. Why would you want to use a currency that people aren't forced to accept, he says? Well, ask all the millions of users of Bitcoin around the world who, as of this moment, are engaging in transactions all over the place. Clearly, people are accepting it, even though they don't have to, which means it's more valuable because of that.
Sure.
It's created its own value on its own.
People are buying and selling with gold and silver and other commodities. They don't have they're not forced to take those either.
No critical mass, he says, is another one, which is a really confusing one. It has to have a critical mass of buyers and sellers for it to have a value. It's ridiculous. It has value, and it does have a bunch of users. Number 3, no switching costs. He says it's too easy to leave the Bitcoin if you don't like the Bitcoin. You should be trapped. A good currency will make you feel trapped. What?
Bad customer service. It's the hallmark of good business.
Number 4. We're up to number 4 on the 7 reasons to be wary of the Bitcoin. There's nobody to police it.
Anarchy.
If someone breaks into your bank and steals your money, the bank would cover the loss, or it would be covered by FDIC deposit insurance.
But that's not a feature of currency. That's a feature of currency storage.
And it is a government currency feature, or whatever, the storage feature. And he's right.
There are banks out there that will store your bitcoins, and if you get a good bank, then they'll do the proper legwork. If you get a bad bank, they'll steal your money. I mean, this has already happened with bitcoins, but this is true in any situation where you don't have the government, sort of oversight that goes into it. I mean,
So he's right. It is kind of the wild west of currencies in that you don't know what's going to happen with some of the institutions that are kind of cropped up surrounding Bitcoin.
Sure. But good customer service is going to provide more business to businesses that give it, and bad customer service is going to kill off businesses that don't. Will they screw people in the process? Sure they will.
But in this case, you don't have to rely on a bank. You can be your own bank. You don't need to have somebody hold your bitcoins for you.
There is no middleman, essentially, right?
Right. So, I mean, this is one of the benefits of the bitcoin is you're cutting the banks out of the picture. You don't need to go to a physical location and do business with a teller or deal with any of the bank fees or the crazy overdrafts or all of that stuff that people are frustrated with banks.
None of those damn pens tied down to the counter.
Right, and so in this case, that's to me, it's a benefit that there's nobody there to police it because you can police it yourself. And like anything out in the marketplace, it's buyer beware. So be cautious. Learn a thing or two about this before you get into it. Learn how to encrypt your wallet and learn that it's important to duplicate your wallet, copy that wallet to a backup somewhere in case your hard drive crashes. One thing you don't want to happen with Bitcoin is for your data on your machine, say through some sort of hard drive crash or whatever, maybe a virus or something, gets in there and corrupts your data on your hard drive, and then your wallet's gone. Once your wallet's gone, there's no getting it back. So having backups of your wallet solves that problem.
But you don't have to back up on a regular basis your wallet. You
no, just once.
You just have to have it backed up sitting on some thumb drive some in your lockbox or
that's
something, right?
Or in the cloud or something like that, or wherever it is you want to put it.
Yeah.
So he goes on, though, with his fear-mongering. He says, if someone points a gun at you and takes your wallet, you can call the police and have them arrested. You might get
really?
Your money. Have you tried that?
I wonder how well that works.
Generally, they just don't care.
Yeah, exactly. He's talking about in theory. Because I'm sure he's never actually called
the police. In theory,
the police
will come down and, you know, they may not know how to write out a report about your wallet being stolen, your Bitcoin wallet being stolen. But I'm sure that, you know, on a good day, you can get a police officer to come down and give you, you know, some kind of incident report.
And they're as likely to get your Bitcoin wallet back as they are to get the wallet back from the person who stole it from you.
I suspect that's the case.
You might get your money back, he says, and they'll go to jail, which, of course, is ridiculous. I mean, most of the time when you're dealing with a street bandit, especially in a big city environment, your money's just gone. There's no chance the cops are going to get your
right.
money back.
I mean,
they've already bought the crack. Even if they catch the guy, you know, the money's gone.
Yeah. Right. In real life, if a bandit holds you at gunpoint and takes your wallet, he may shoot your ass so that he doesn't have any witnesses. Whereas with bitcoins, when he steals it, he can't.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, he has just pointed out a feature of the Bitcoin wallet that is superior to a regular wallet.
Protects you from being beaten and robbed.
Right. At least in both cases, you're robbed. In one case, you may be dead.
If a thief, he says, steals virtual currency from a company in order to defraud the company, there might be legal repercussions as well. In addition, companies carefully police their virtual currencies, banning hackers from their platforms, and constantly improving security measures. And if their users suffer from a virtual theft, the company might make good on the loss in order to maintain good customer relations. If your Bitcoin money is stolen, there is nobody to turn to for redress. If someone steals your laptop or hacks into it, they get all the Bitcoin stored there. If you keep your Bitcoins with an online exchange and it's hacked, there's no government-mandated insurance to cover your loss and nothing protecting your account against the exchange closing down.
Well, in the case of the – what was the name of the Bitcoin bank that you and I were in?
I don't even remember.
There was a Bitcoin bank out there, and I can't remember what it was called, Bitcoin something, and we had some money in it. And, you know, all the money disappeared, according to the bank. We got hacked, and people didn't believe this story. So,
figured it was an inside job.
They were starting to put together a pool to put an assassination hit out on this guy.
Wow.
And suddenly, 49% of the bitcoins reappeared for
right.
everybody. So basically, he paid them off with their bitcoins, paid us off with our bitcoins. I wasn't going to put in any money in an assassination hit.
No way.
So I just got basically a free 49%. I don't know whether they ever went through with putting the hit out on this guy, but yes, there is a redress.
And he's talking about businesses having all of this protection and whatnot. Like, what's to prevent, or you know, why couldn't a Bitcoin company have that? Like,
it was mybitcoin.com was the name of the bank.
Are they still up?
No, I just heard that that was what it was. I have to check.
Well, right. There's no reason why a business wouldn't shut down, too. Like, I think when he's talking about virtual currencies, he means, like, Second Life or some of these video game currencies that exist.
Gone.
I mean, if Second Life shuts down tomorrow, they probably don't owe you anything.
No. I don't see why they would.
But he points out one of his points about the virtual currencies from a business is that they're constantly improving security measures. Bitcoin's constantly improving their security as well.
More so. It's got to be the most secure out there. But maybe when they're talking about virtual currencies, what they're talking about is like gift cards or something like that. If you can get Amazon.com credits or something like that.
That could be it as well. 855-450-FREE. But those aren't... different currencies. That's just another way of transferring dollars.
They are different currencies once you buy them.
Technically, it's a private currency, but these other things are actually virtual currencies that are separate from and have trading units within that are... anyway, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it, therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Puke
And Mark.
All right. You can join us, of course, freetalklive.com, where we have a lot of features and we give them away. In fact, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's here in New Hampshire, with over 1,000 people who are members of the Free State Project. And that doesn't include all the people that are New Hampshire natives that love the ideas of liberty and are also willing to get active. We just went to see our friend Ademo, who formerly was on Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live today, and the carload that that I took out to Manchester was 75% New Hampshire natives, or at least longtime New Hampshire residents. They weren't even Free State Project participants. So there are a lot of people getting involved that are not even Free State Project members. So, and that's part of the idea, is for people to come to New Hampshire who love liberty to get active, and then to help encourage and activate the natives that have been up here for a long time, maybe have been kind of bummed out about all the statists that have moved in from Massachusetts, for instance, and get them re-energized and active again. So go to freestateproject.org, if you love liberty, that is. If you understand what freedom means, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, and you're willing to support and stand up for those who might live their lives in a different manner than you might live yours, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Get signed up. It's freestateproject.org. Now, we've been talking about Bitcoin and the 7 fear-mongering reasons as to why you should be wary about it. This according to NetworkWorld.com, where they interviewed some self-styled expert. He is a college professor who claims to have been studying Bitcoin, but of course he's studying them through the glasses of a old guard college professor who is not interested in anything that that's going to put a threat against the old system, against the way things have always been.
And it's not even really a threat right now. It's just really something new. But they seem to take it as very frightening.
Well, the government should.
It's weird. It's scary.
They should be afraid of it, I think, because they can't do anything about it.
Well, if it's, and if Bitcoin wasn't a threat, I guess why would they care if people tried to get into it?
Well, if they're going to do something about Bitcoin, they should have done it already.
Yeah.
Now's the time to do it. And it'll be too late by the time
they can't do anything.
I don't know what they can. What they can do is they can discourage people from adoption. If they can discourage adoption, then they'll kill off Bitcoin, because that's all that matters. But at this point, adoption's going up, 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 up.
You mean by, making it illegal to have Bitcoins? And that'd be the only thing they could do, right?
They could do all kinds of different things.
And who would make it illegal? Because it's not constricted to boundaries of government borders, right?
Glass pipes don't necessarily contain marijuana, but if you have one, they'll call it paraphernalia.
Only
they can call
resin.
It paraphernalia of pedophilia, gun running, whatever they want to call it. This is what governments do, these kind of things.
Yeah.
It's no surprise at all. But at some point in the these are the same complaints you can make about cash, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you do a if you see drug dealers, when you see the pictures of the drug dealers and their big piles of money, they aren't bitcoins that are sitting there.
Yeah.
They're U.S. $100 bills. So if you are to make a claim, then you can make the claim that the United States currency is the biggest expediter of illegal drug use and gun running in the world.
So let's continue with his fear-mongering. He says the number 4 reason to be afraid of Bitcoin is that there's no one to police it. He says there's no one to turn to for redress if your money is stolen. If your laptop is hacked into or someone steals it, they can get all the Bitcoin stored there. If you keep your Bitcoins with an online exchange and it's hacked, there's no government-mandated insurance to cover your loss and nothing protecting your account against the exchange closing down. That's true. However, again, it's buyer beware. So you, if you take the right precautions, can avoid these things from happening. You can encrypt your Bitcoin wallet. Therefore, if it's your laptop is hacked,
stolen,
or if somebody gets access to it somehow without your knowledge, they can't do anything with an encrypted wallet. They can't crack that encryption. It's not bloody likely they'll be able to crack that encryption in any, the next 20 years. So they're screwed. And if you've got a backup copy of that wallet somewhere, you've still got all your Bitcoins.
Yeah,
and
it's way easy to back up anything nowadays online, in the cloud, you know, separate hard drives, little tiny USB hard drives.
It's so easy that the only reason why someone wouldn't do it is because they're just totally lazy.
Or they just, yeah, don't think about that kind of thing. You know, some people are ignorant of the fact of backing up their computers.
Right. You don't get to back up your physical wallet. You don't get to have an encrypted physical wallet. You leave that thing in your car, somebody breaks into the car, it's gone.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine lost their wallet a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, you know, this happens to you a couple of times in life, and it is a devastating thing to have happen.
Right.
Not only do you lose your money, you lose your credit cards, your ID, and all these other things. And I mean, he's just devastated by it. He spent, you know, a week trying to put everything back together, and this really stinks. It'd be really nice to just be able to zoop, it's back. Ding, ding, your wallet's back.
That's right. Yeah. Now, he says that there are no jails for Bitcoin crooks. This may change if governments start passing laws treating virtual currencies like real money and forcing virtual currency exchanges to get financial service licenses, audits, and deposit insurance without. That'd be horrible if they did that.
I don't see how they're going to be able to force that.
Right.
But
especially if they're overseas. I mean, it wouldn't matter.
I'm interested. If somebody broke into your Facebook account and took your Facebook credits, which I believe they've done away with, but at one point they existed.
Really?
You know, would they not consider that a crime?
They do have cybercrime laws. So maybe it could fall under that somehow.
It would seem
right,
to me that
theft,
if you had a friend at the police department, at the very least you could get them to come over to your house and give you one of those pink pieces of paper that says, yeah, you got robbed, here you go.
Until then, nobody should be keeping more money in Bitcoin than they can afford to lose. In fact, last year, a Bitcoin user woke up to find his haul of virtual currency had been plundered. A user with the handle All in Vain found 25,000 Bitcoins had been stolen. Oh, it's a case study of somebody who screwed up. Well, of course, people are going to mess up. It's a learning process.
Well, I don't know what happened in that particular instance.
We don't either. He doesn't tell you.
Well, I guess we'd have to look up that particular instance. But what he doesn't say is how many people woke up to find their money gone out of their house, their cash gone out of their house.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, how many people have come back to their car to find it bashed in? And I mean, I had the roof of my convertible ripped open for the change that was sitting in my console.
Yep.
I mean, it was maximum $2 worth of change, and somebody decided that it would be worth. I leave the doors unlocked on this car because I want. You know, look, if you want to steal something, I keep the change there because it's convenient. If you want to steal the change, please don't cut my top, just steal it. And you know, this Nimrod was so stupid they cut the top of my car, then stole the change. I mean, imagine how stupid they must have felt after they cut the top and realized it was unlocked.
He wanted a Coke. Really badly.
Yeah, he was just a bum downtown.
But that statement there, he's talking about what happens if your money disappears. Dear, don't have it all in one basket. The stock market? Has anybody heard of that? Nobody's ever lost money in the stock market, right? They couldn't. So,
I think it's
everything has risk.
You know, absolutely. There's always risk, and there's always a chance something could go wrong. But there are ways to mitigate.
There's a lot fewer cases of bitcoins being stolen. There are cash.
Absolutely. And there are ways to mitigate this. Any of these things that he's talking about, these fear-mongering reasons, there's ways to pretty much eliminate them from ever happening to you. You just have to be willing to take the steps. And there's an encryption feature right in the Bitcoin wallet program. It's not hard. Free talk hard.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify by treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Lots of different stuff is on the site. We give it all away. And that includes the news updates. Of course, if you want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can follow the news updates via email, Twitter, or Facebook, and you can go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. That's news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place you want to go. They've got all the name brands that you're looking for and you know, for the outdoors enthusiast. And they've got them at some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the Internet. Every time I go look for anything, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, you know, camping equipment, boating equipment, whatever it is, I always find that ManVentureOutpost.com is the lowest price. You may find something individually that they don't have the lowest price on. I'd love to know about it because I haven't heard yet. ManVentureOutpost.com, their family owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. So if you find something that they're not the lowest on, maybe that 5% will make the difference. Coupon code FTL, manventureoutpost.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're going to take your calls about what you want, and we'll continue the 7 fear-mongering reasons why you should be wary of the Bitcoin in a moment. But first, Chris is with us listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hey, Ian. I called in once before about Bitcoin. I heard you mention earlier that you only have to back up a wallet once, and I just wanted to make sure that listeners knew that that's actually not true.
Okay, tell
really.
Me.
Yes, the Bitcoin software will pre-generate 100 addresses in advance, and so basically once that pool is used up, then you start using new addresses that your old wallet backup doesn't have access to.
Have you used 100 addresses yet?
I have used probably about 500 or 600 at this point.
Wow, you're really rocking, because I have used maybe, I try to make one for every person with
whom
I'm
there. Just to clarify, hold on. You're talking about the addresses that can be used to receive Bitcoins?
That is correct.
Got it. See, I didn't realize that. Now, that's not really something that...
Have you made 100 addresses?
No, I've got one for Free Talk Live, I've got one for LRN.FM, one for Free Keen, one for you, Mark, and
yes.
That's
You're
it.
You're a half dozen, so you've got probably 10 years to go until you use up that pre-used one.
So what do you recommend as far as backing up?
Well, it's important to note that the client will actually use one of those addresses. Even it will use one or zero of those addresses, even when you send money. So I usually recommend that people back up their wallet at a minimum of every 50 incoming or outgoing transactions.
So if I were to restore my wallet, let's say I lose my wallet and I haven't backed it up in the last year. And I pull my old backup, what would happen?
Well, it depends how many addresses you've used. If you have wound up using more than 100 new addresses since your old wallet backup, then there's a good chance that a good chunk of your money is going to be stored on addresses that your old backup doesn't have access to. And so you will have access to some fraction of your money.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, is that information, you know, real obvious for people? I mean, is it encouraged, you know, within the Bitcoin community, hey, you need to do this? Because that was the first time I've heard of that.
Yes, there's actually a Bitcoin wiki. It's at bitcoin.it, there is a whole section on best practices. I forget exactly where it is, but there is a section specifically on backing up and securing your wallet.
Wow, well, thanks for the clue, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else you want to share? How do you feel about this list, by the way, this 7 reasons to be wary of the Bitcoin?
It sounds like an awful lot of BS.
Very good.
I was just going to say, so the important thing is to remember just back up like once a month, and then that way you would only lose a small fraction instead of the larger fraction.
That would be reasonable depending on your usage pattern.
Very good. Thanks for the clue, man. I really appreciate hearing from you, Chris. Good information. Very valuable for folks out there. 855-450-FREE. So if you have a regular backup service or system, then this would be just something that you'd want to include in that.
Well, there's all kinds of programs you can get out there that make, like daily, hourly, weekly backups automatically, and just you just need to get some software like that. Have a hard drive or set up one of those cloud services like Dropbox or whatever, and there you go. Done.
Problem solved. Good suggestion. Thank you, Chris. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I got to make a note and do that because it's been a while, I think, since I've packed mine up. So let's continue here. These are the 7 reasons why some college professor says you should be wary of the Bitcoin. He says, number 5, there's no real need for it. And this is the most ridiculous reason of all. Number 5.
You kids and your fads.
Yeah. What actual purpose does Bitcoin serve that isn't already being met by other payment channels? Companies already have wire transfers, checks, prepaid cards, credit card payments, PayPal, Google Checkout, Western Union, and, of course, cash. Bitcoin offers completely anonymous payments, which can be useful for tax avoidance, money laundering, gambling, and other illegal activities. A company that does a large amount of business in Bitcoin.
$30 billion worldwide in gambling in a year.
Wait, that's what's out there. That's not what's being done in Bitcoin.
No, that's what... Right. I mean, what's the use for it?
Yeah.
Just if it was just that... It would be incredibly useful.
A company that does a large amount of business in Bitcoin beyond what could be accounted for with marketing coolness factor would thus draw attention from regulators, same as a company that does a lot of its business in cash, which has the same benefit of anonymity. So he says there's no real need for it. Which, of course, is completely ignoring the fact that millions of people disagree with him, and that the fact that Bitcoin is out there and adopted by millions and used on a regular basis by thousands of people every single day, probably. You can actually look online. You can see the transactions happening. They've got a map that you can go to, and it dings at you whenever there's a new Bitcoin transaction, and it's ding, ding,
yeah.
ding.
I don't understand these little square pieces of paper you got here. They're sort of sticky on one side. What's the need for that? Who uses that crap?
Yeah, we've got paper, we've got tape. What do you need post-it notes for?
Crazy kids.
You kid, yeah.
Always coming up with new ideas. And, you know, new ideas don't always end up panning out, but Bitcoin has panned out. It is working. People are adopting it, and they are seeing the value in it, especially as more new Bitcoin-related services come out, like this crazy Bitcoin credit card thing that we were talking about earlier that doesn't even need an internet connection to work. You can still transact Bitcoins. Like, for instance, they were talking about how at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the internet connection was pretty crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were pointing out that these Bitcoin credit card things that are going to come out, and I forget what the web URL was for it. It's like bitcoincard.com or something like that. Anyway, these things can interact with one another without having to have an internet connection. And then eventually, once they get to an internet connection, bitcoincard.org. Once they get to an internet connection, they kind of sync up to the internet. So
you just load coins on and then make the transactions, and it sort of saves that transaction until you can sync with your wallet.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, so it's amazing.
It's brilliant.
Right. I mean, clearly there's a need for it because people have adopted it.
It's a huge upgrade to currency.
Absolutely.
Huge. Now, I mean, there are some advantages to having dollars in your wallet. It's easy to, for me to say, okay, for you to say, Mark, you owe me $4.50, for me to go in my wallet and pull out $5 or whatever,
right,
and say, keep it, because I can't imagine bothering to try to figure out change between friends like this. But, whereas with Bitcoins, it'd be a little more work for me to go into my phone and go into my Bitcoin spinner, I believe is what it's called, in order to transfer the Bitcoins to you. I'd have to do the math.
Mine's called blockchain. But yeah, it's not that much more work, though.
It's not that much more.
You get one of those little QR codes up on your screen. I scan that thing, and boom, I can send you the Bitcoin.
It's not that much more. And things will get faster and better with Bitcoins. Bitcoin dollars have had, to get better? Bitcoins have had 2 years.
855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.94, $816.97 for a half ounce, or $408.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.94, $816.97, and $408.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Puke. And Mark.
Puke is here courtesy of PukeAndTheGang.com. That's his podcast, and you can go and hear him and the gang.
Don't let your kids listen, though.
Unless you're a really cool parent.
Or you want to raise horrible little children. Because this is my show that I do with Andrew and a bunch of other Liberty folk like yourself, Ian. You've been on there as a guest.
It's very adult-oriented. It is. And what is the tagline? It's the show for grumpy young men?
Grumpy young men. We like to complain about things.
But now there's a woman on your show, so what are you going to do about
crap.
That?
Crap. Hadn't thought about that.
That doesn't mean, just because it's for grumpy young men does not mean that it is.
Oh, that's a good point.
It has all grumpy young men on it.
I actually have
is
been
it the
thinking
show for or by?
No, it's for. Okay, for grumpy young men. Grumpy young women, too, if they want to be. But we're just some sort of curmudgeon-y guys. You know, we like to find the faults in things that are funny. And I have actually been thinking about changing the tagline to something more like the only hilarious libertarian podcast there is, or something like that.
It may be true. Wheels Off Liberty is done.
Yeah, they sadly went away, and so I don't know of any other really humor-based libertarian or liberty-oriented podcasts.
I try to be funny. What do you want from me?
Mark doesn't.
I have the straightest street man in the world. He doesn't even know what funny is. So I
can't believe he's inviting me back, actually. I'm going to be on Puke in the Gang tomorrow.
Oh, well, how can we not have our fearless overlord leader on?
Let's continue.
We've got to get
here.
Our marching orders somehow.
We'll take your calls about what you want here. 855-450-FREE. We still have two more reasons, by the way, in these seven reasons to be wary of the Bitcoin. We'll get to that in a moment. Andrew is in Milwaukee, because you can bring up anything you want here. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Puke and Mark.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Andrew.
For the call.
Welcome, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Well, I just had a little humorous anecdote apropos of your guest host. I don't know if y'all have heard about the controversy surrounding Chick-fil-A and them being basically a kind of Christian, somewhat anti-gay business.
They are very Christian business.
Yes, they
close on Sunday. We actually talked about this briefly last night. One of their executives came out and essentially made anti-gay statements supporting the traditional family, and Chick-fil-A does this and that, and we support the biblical, I think we said that we support the biblical definition of a family, I believe is something, a paraphrase of what he said. And your thoughts, go ahead.
Well, exactly. That's the background I was going to give. And then what happened today is the former governor who I had the privilege of growing up under as someone who's gay, Mike Huckabee, announced a national day to rally and go eat at KFC or something, or not KFC, Chick-fil-A, or something to that effect. And I just thought it was rather funny that a guy who, before he ran for president, was only famous for losing 200 pounds and writing a book called Quit Digging Your Grave with a Knife and Fork is telling everybody to go eat Chick-fil-A.
Isn't his show bombing? Did I hear that his show is bombing?
He's up against Limbaugh. I mean, how can he do anything but catch fire?
Well, that's not true, Mark. I mean, plenty of local hosts are very competitive against Rush Limbaugh
across
the country.
Yeah, but he's national.
That doesn't mean he couldn't outcompete Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you're only the king of the hill for so long. He's not a talk show host.
He's not doing anything different, though.
I don't know. His show is being marketed as, what is it, like Not Angry or something like that, right?
Well, he's kind of a more like, you know, George Bush, compassionate conservative. He was a preacher in Texarkana, the town I was born at.
Apparently is not compassionate toward gay people.
Well, my thoughts were basically to the effect of, I don't really care that much about it. Chick-fil-A hasn't offended me to the degree of, say, the Boy Scouts, and they make tasty chicken. But it's kind of a good exercise of the free market and reputation, and that's pretty much my thoughts, and I'll let it go at that.
You know, the statement from Chick-fil-A after their executive put his foot in his mouth, so to speak, the statement from Chick-fil-A was like, well, we'll serve anybody who, from any creed, any race, any this and that, sexual orientation. So they kind of tried to cover their tracks on that.
God doesn't hate money.
Right, yeah, they still want your business, but it's not a secret that Chick-fil-A is a very ultra-religious based organization. Mark, I don't think you said this on the air last night, but we were talking about it off the air, that apparently in order to get your own Chick-fil-A franchise, you have to be like a devoted zealot.
A friend of mine was going in, he'd worked for Chick-fil-A and gone into business and something like that. He said there was some kind of vetting process for your Christian cred. By the way, they've gone after some guy in Vermont who's making Eat More Kale T-shirts, as saying that he's biting off their Eat More Chicken thing. I don't know. Eat More Chicken.
How many shirts has this guy sold?
I don't know, but I mean, not enough for it to make any more difference.
Like I said, God loves money, and he's litigious apparently, but he won't do it on Sunday.
Intellectual property stuff. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we can talk more about this Eat More Kale thing here in a little bit. I want to make sure we get through the 7 reasons to be afraid of the Bitcoin. This is from networkworld.com, essentially a hit piece against Bitcoin by somebody defending the old ways. Number 6, it's volatile. According to the self-styled expert, the academic from a university, Mr. Vins, he says Bitcoin has fluctuated greatly during its short history, up to a high of around $30 and down to its current value of around $5. Well, this article was published July 23rd, and its current value has not been around $5 for quite a while. So this article
been writing it for a while.
Yeah, must have been being worked on for a while. This is a significantly higher volatility than almost any national currency. For example,
this is an unfair. Go ahead, I'll let you finish.
For example, the euro has vacillated between $1.20 and $1.60 over the past 5 years. The fact that Bitcoin has survived despite these fluctuations is a sign of its resilience, says Vince. But it's also bad news for companies that want to do business in it, since these fluctuations make it difficult to set prices.
Okay, great. So first off, the euro is like a fiat currency. They say, well, this is what it's worth. They started out at something, and this is what it's worth. Bitcoin depends on adoption and what people are willing, supply and demand, essentially.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to start at zero and work their way up. The people that started out put $50,000 into Bitcoin back when Bitcoins were worth 0.1 cent. made a lot of money, okay? But, you know, the ones that are that put it in at $30, they've lost money. But there was only one incident over the course of basically a month where Bitcoin shot up to $30 and came back down. If you eliminate that one month from Bitcoin's, you know, 24-month history or whatever it is, I don't know exactly what it is, but you'll see that Bitcoin just steadily progresses upward, basically. So as far as the volatility goes, there have been a little bit of bumping along the way in the last week or two, but it's nothing. It, I mean, the volatility isn't that incredible if you just remove that one incident.
How do oil companies, gas companies know what price to set their gas at? That's going up and down all the damn time, so
sure.
They figured it out.
Well, it's based on what somebody's selling it at, right? I mean, you want to try to make money on it, so whatever price you're sold, it's sold to you at, you want to hopefully price it above that a little bit.
Yeah.
And so people figure out prices based on a variety of different factors. And, you know, if Bitcoin makes you uncomfortable, then don't get involved in it. But for the rest of us, we think it's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And it is it's exciting, and it's got a big future, I think, ahead of it. But number seven, here is the final reason to be wary of the Bitcoin. Bitcoin is unfair.
Wow.
Unfair.
Really?
Traditional government-backed currencies are created when banks loan out money for new homes, business expansion, or to pay for college educations. Actions which increase the money supply but also grow the economy.
Right. Creating more money grows the economy.
Keynesian, right?
That's stupid. Right. Well, it is absolutely Keynesian in its belief, but it makes no sense. Really? How does creating more money grow the economy?
There's more numbers.
There's
that's
wealth.
Growth. That's
wealth
growth,
exists in real life. Wealth is stuff, things that you can touch and hold.
Well, that's money, not true. Wealth can be other things as well. For instance, the fact that you have the ability to heat or cool a house is wealth. The fact that
but you need a fuel to do that, and you can touch that, right?
I get where you're coming from. Some would say that wealth is defined.
Wealth is your amount of wealth is how long you can go without earning your next paycheck.
There you go.
That's the best way to define wealth for your sort of, you know, real life usage.
Wealth can also be peace of mind and, you know, a variety of other things.
Fine. It's, you know, if you're going to purchase that, that's fine. But it doesn't. I don't know that you can call that wealth. But. You know, you've thrown me off the track here by saying no. Money is a is a way to store wealth. It is a way to transfer wealth.
Yeah.
So by printing more dollars, yes, you create wealth in the hands of the people that printed the dollars, but they steal wealth from everybody else who had a dollar before you made it. You made it.
Basic supply and demand. Pretty much.
I don't know that, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's basic robbery.
Let's continue in moments. There's a little bit more to his complaint that Bitcoin's unfair, and we'll tell you what happened with Ademo, who was supposed to have a court hearing today. It was absolutely ludicrous. I'll explain. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.